Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Benny Carter, Cocktails for Two, beginning today's edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with us. Today on Jazz for the Asking, we continue our Dutch series of jazz called The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited that was produced by Radio Nederland. Today it's going to be going off into a very different direction, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But first, let's have some more of this wonderful music from the, well, more traditional artist, Sonny Rollins. From the album, Way Out West. Yes, it's an unusual title for a jazz album because, well, the West, you've got it correctly, he's dressed as a cowboy on the front cover of this album that was released on Contemporary Records. We're going to listen to the title track, Way Out West. It features Ray Brown on bass and Shelly Mann on drums. The top
Thank you. Thank you.
Benny Goodman recorded live with That's a Plenty. And before that, Sonny Rollins from the album Way Out West with the title track. Over the past few weeks, we've been bringing to you a series called The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. Today we bring you Program 4. This one is a little bit unusual because it's taking a look at a form of jazz that we don't get to play too often here on Jazz for the Asking, and that is avant-garde and experimental jazz. The program is produced and presented by Mark de Rotter.
The music in today's program is, we think, a typically Dutch version of contemporary jazz. The group is called the Herbie White Combo. The leader's name is, in fact, Herman de Witt, translated into English. He likes unorthodox techniques and methods. The musicians can do whatever they want, so the outcome can vary immensely. The music might be great, tough, lovely, funny, and even downright bad, but it's never dull. The musicians? Bert Koppelaar, trombone. Herman de Witt, who is Herbie White, on tenor. Gilius van Bergijk, alto. Peter Benning, sopranino, alto, and tenor. Gus Janssen, piano. Martin van Rechter and Altena, bass. Han Benning on drums, alto, clarinet, megaphone, whistles, etc. The first piece is called Lester.
Thank you.
The Herbie White Combo with Lester. The next one is based on playing with overtones and named Birding. Thank you. After birding, an idea of Hank Benning, now a tune with a title in Taki-Taki, a language in the Republic Suriname. Bautak Egi Kraki, which means build upon your own strength.
Thank you.
Miss Jansen, slightly out of tune piano, with the Herbie White combo playing Bout op Eggy Krakti. And now, the last tune, Raymond de Wit, Herbie White, on tenor with Herbie's Lament. You've been listening to the Herbie White combo of tenorist Herman de Wit. We've recorded live many types of music for this series, so we hope you tune in for another program. Your radio station has every bit of information. Till next time, this is Mike de Ruyter.
The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited. And next week we will bring you Program 5. You are listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. jazz@pcjmedia.com. One of my favorite Dave Brubeck albums of all time is called Brubeck Plays Brubeck. It wasn't recorded in a studio, but rather it was recorded in his California home using an Ampex recorder. There's no other musicians accompanying him. It's just Brubeck himself playing his own compositions. One track from this album that I enjoy very much is called Swing Bells. Thank you. Swing Bells, composed by Dave Brubeck, and performed by Brubeck himself from the album Brubeck Plays Brubeck. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We're going to end today with a bit of Latin jazz performed by David Murray's Latin Big Band with Ariel's Change. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.